Well, good morning, everybody. Oh my goodness, another beautiful Saturday. I speak that in faith because I can't see a blooming thing outside the window right now because it's still dark in Oregon, as is always on the West Coast this time of year. I know that some of you are well into your morning, and I appreciate you taking time every single Saturday to join us, and today is going to be just another exciting call. We have with us a wonderful, oh my goodness, we're going to have to trace back our steps to find out where our connections passed. Good morning, Suzanne. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, Vance. Thank you very much.
And you're greeting us from the East Coast up in, I want to say, New Hampshire?
You are correct.
I always take a stab in the dark because remembering where people live, and but I know that I just know you're in a cold place right now.
It's actually, for us right now, it's warm. It's mid-20s, and the sun is out. It's beautiful.
Oh, but you guys have been getting hammered all this winter, one storm after the other, and which is odd because we're getting nothing, and I'm not going to admit what the temperature is right now here because, you're going to get upset with me. So, Suzanne, let's go back because I believe Stacy and I met you and Jeff at an Econ convention, I think it was.
I agree, and I was trying to remember that this morning, how far back we actually went, but I remember meeting the two of you, and that was before children.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, and, so that's been 12-plus years ago that we've been connected, and we're not in each other's organization, so in those of you who are new to NECA, and there's no financial benefit for Vance Rogers or Suzanne Steele working together, but we've collaborated and connected a few people over the years just because of, geographical location. But, Suzanne, your kind of life, as they say in the South, and those of you who've been on the call before, this term that I use, or they say in the South of, you're a mess. But physically, you were involved in a car accident.
I was.
That really altered your life. So take us back to that point.
Well, that was a little over 17 years ago. Back in November of 1993, I was on my way to work at 6:30 in the morning, and I turned the corner, and all we can figure out from now is that I must have been blinded by the sunlight. Ended up going off one side of the road and flipping my car end over end and side over side and landed upside down on the other side of the road.
Mm.
And I was very fortunate. I do not believe that there are such things as coincidences, but I had a wonderful person on his way to visit his parents at 6:30 in the morning. He happened to be an off-duty EMT person.
Oh, wow.
And he saw me in the car and crawled in the car with me and held my neck until the EMT arrived.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I did total that car, and I ended up breaking my neck, C7, and I was put into a halo for 3 months.
Okay.
And that's where, that was... It wasn't real scary for me, but it was scary for everyone else to look at me if you've ever seen someone in one of those things.
Mm-hmm. They actually take and mount the hardware, the apparatus, to your head.
Yes. Yep, they screw it right into your skull. And the worst part was having it taken out. The doctor he thought I was a strong New England breed, and decided not to give me any kind of medication as he took the screws back out. But the problems really started after the halo came off. I had lost all my muscles, had a lot of atrophy, and pretty much hurt all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor said that, I was cured, but I had run out of physical therapy visits and still was living on Advil. I didn't want to do anything more drastic than that.
Sure.
Because I wasn't even 29 at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we started looking.
And what in your search, you and Jeff, to find a remedy, so to speak, for, was it just spinal column or just your back or just kind of all over hurt?
It was pretty much all over. I would pull muscles, you know, getting out of bed in the morning. I had to roll myself over and kind of push myself up like a, you know, an elderly person as I got out of bed in the morning. But I had some nerve damage in my left arm and couldn't ride in the car comfortably for any length of time. And I got back to work, but would have to lie in a dark room for several hours when I got home because my head was killing me so much. So.
Mm. And just the sensitivity of light aggravated
yes.
even more.
Yes. Okay. So for us, we started looking, you know, for options, and the first thing we found was someone who is a massage therapist who did cranial sacral work. And that was new to me, but it certainly helped, and it was very expensive because I was going three times a week.
Mm. And you said cranial?
Sacral work. Works on the head and more of an energy kind of experience. So that was really my first venue into the energy world, energy wellness.
Okay. So never had any exposure to alternatives or complementary or anything like that?
No. I mean, I had a couple of massages before and gone to the chiropractor, but never other than that. So when she started doing that for me and getting some benefits, I said, wow, this is really interesting. But again, it was very expensive.
Okay. And something you're paying for out of your pocket because the insurance doesn't, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Which is amazing because so often that our culture, our society, and we're prone to not really looking for options to deal and improve our wellness, improve our health, if we have to pay for it because we're so used to it. It's inbred in our mentality that, well, if our insurance covers it, then it not only must be a good thing, but that's the route we're going to go. So how did you get cross paths with someone who introduced you to Niken?
Well, I was a very active person prior to my accident. I was a ski instructor, downhill ski instructor for 13 years. And it was less than that because I got back on staff with a friend of ours who was a director of skiing at an area mountain here in New Hampshire. And he would see me teach children and then be able to crawl back into the ski school room and lie on a bench because I hurt so much.
Mm.
And fortunately for us, Tom was introduced to Niken because he had a chronic back issue
mm-hmm.
and had a leg length difference and was introduced to the back flex.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, how did you get started in Niken? I too, even though the back flex wasn't my first product, I am very thankful for that back flex because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here.
Wow.
So yeah, so Tom could see I hurt and he got some results and he said to me, you know, what do you have to lose?
You know, that same statement, I remember reading Kay Logan's testimony recently, another friend of ours who... So profound yet so simple, and we often forget in sharing with people that, you know, there's almost a challenge in that statement, in that question. What do you have to lose? Come on, you know, just give it a shot. Why not?
Right.
And what was your response when he asked that question?
Well, fortunately, you know, I didn't care. My criteria was two things. Was it safe, and was it effective?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my husband, Jeff, was a very analytical, and is a very analytical person. So he wanted to learn all about how and why. So.
Meanwhile, you're thinking, hey, honey, I don't want to learn about any of this stuff. I just want some relief. I mean, just the hope of a possibility that, you know, life could be different, you know, from the suffering here.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And you said earlier, Vance, maybe I owe it to myself and my family.
Mm.
And so when Tom shared this with Jeff, and Jeff, you know, took a look at this, and he said, "Well, do you want to take a look?" And I said, "Sure." So we drove from our house in Deerfield, New Hampshire, to a place called Waterville Valley, which is about an hour and 40 minutes from our house. And that was for our first wellness preview. So I couldn't sit in the car normally. I had to look out the window because of my left arm with the nerve damage. Jeff drove, and we went to these people's house. We had no idea what this was about. I ended up sitting on an original Kenko seat when I got there because it looked interesting on the couch. And they started talking about all these strange things.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I started feeling some tingling going up and down my back. And I didn't say anything because I didn't want to say anything. And they just kept talking, and I kept feeling things.
Yeah, I have to ask this question. What was it, a pride issue that you didn't want to admit that about the sensation, the tingling, or just kind of think, you know, that this is just me?
Well, I think it was just me. And,
okay.
You know, they didn't make a comment at the beginning to say, well, if you're sitting on this, you may feel certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And so now when I share these products with people, when I put them on them or they sit on them, I usually say right at the beginning, you may feel something. You may feel tingly, warmth, coolness, or nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that, I think, because I didn't know when I started.
Mm-hmm.
And so after the little in-home wellness preview, I was asked if I'd like to have a rollout. I didn't know what that was, but I said sure. And I had more relaxation in 15 minutes than I had with 3 years of massage therapy.
Mm.
And for me, it turned on all the circuit breakers for me.
Now, when you say that, turned on the circuit breakers,
mm-hmm.
I shared that we had... at our wellness center this week, we had what we call a process day, and it's not an office that someone mans every day. Someone's not there 24/7. We use it, you know, once a week for our weekly meetings. But the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month, we have a process day, and I use that same statement that, you know, when you experience a rollout, and this is something I want to reiterate to everyone listening, that when someone experiences a rollout, as Ruth Williams shared with us. I don't know if it was for our first introduction to Nikan, but literally our spinal column is like the circuit breaker box of a house, and that when that mag creator is going up and down the spine, it literally is like flipping those circuit breakers back and forth. Some need to be flipped on, some need to be flipped off, but they're getting triggered, they're getting switched, and I appreciate that you're using that phrase. So for you, that 15-20 minute experience, literally, you said after 3 years of massage therapy, it totally changed everything.
Definitely.
And so elaborate.
Well, for the one thing is that I was able to sit in the car normally on the way home that night.
Mm.
So that definitely caught my attention. And it was just, it's hard to believe that the simple products can be so profound. People expect to have these amazing, complex, incredible things, but, you know, it's packaged in such a simple way that if you're looking for more, you may just want to just be open, and I was open.
Mm-hmm.
And so that night, again, riding home normally, I said to Jeff, wow, this is pretty amazing. And we were lucky enough to go home that night with a pad, a twin size, a demo pad,
mm-hmm.
and one of the original pillows, fondly referred to as, some people may know, the brick. It was, and still is, extremely firm and supportive. And I was also given a pair of insoles, so I had some daytime products and nighttime
mm-hmm.
products.
Okay.
And I was able to, well, first of all, whoever got to bed first that night got the pad, and then the other poor sucker got the pillow.
Yeah, I have to ask this question just for just for curiosity's sake, queen size or king size bed for you and Jeff?
Queen size.
Okay, so that means, folks, if you don't know this, that actually, was it a demo size? You know, you said it was a twin size.
Yeah, it was a demo, so
it was a demo. Okay, so it fits perfectly halfway down the bed, so Jeff or whoever got to bed second wasn't sleeping, you know, on a little ledge.
True.
So it fits perfectly on half of the bed. So how, you know, I have to go back to something you said, because you said you weren't even 29 when the car accident happened?
Yes.
So you were in your early 30s? When you introduced
Nikin. Yes, it was.
Okay. So that being said, and I'm not trying to figure out your age. I you know, have this fascination with figuring out people's age and their weight. I don't know why, and I'm not doing that right now. But I guess I want to stress the point that most people in their early 30s are not looking to deal with something that's so chronic, that literally has sideswiped them in a situation or a circumstance of their life that they're living in agony all day, every day, looking for something to completely put their life right side up again. And it happened for you guys. So what was that like, those first few hours and even days on the sleep system?
Well, it was amazing, Vance, because within, I'd say, about a week, I was realizing that I could get up out of bed in one motion again.
Mm.
And I was not pulling muscles. You know, we had a couple of cats at the time, and they used to jump on me in the middle of the night, and that wasn't affecting me. I wasn't moving quickly and pulling a muscle anymore. So that's what I really started noticing. And then I noticed that I was having more energy during the day and not feeling like I needed to crawl into a dark room when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty profound.
And so what did you guys do? You called your friend, was it Tom, right?
Tom,
you called him up and said, hey, I appreciate this. We're just going to borrow these for as long as you'll let us borrow them, so, you know, since you're so kind and nice, and we'll go that route.
That's kind of what happened. Tom wasn't involved at all from a business side, so we did borrow products longer than I would probably do nowadays. So I was pretty lucky. I think we slept on that thing for about 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is generous on their part.
Yeah, it was. It was generous. And so to this day, I loan products because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't given to me.
Sure.
You know, then we decided, being of Yankee mind and spirit, that we did not want to pay anything more than we had to buy product just for ourselves.
Absolutely.
So we became what they call at the time distributors for $49 and purchased a pad for the bed, the entire bed, and two pillows and two pairs of insoles and a bunch of what we had were the little mini magnets, and I would tape them along my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this would have been late 90s?
Yep, 96.
Okay, so mid-90s, okay. And what you just said I find interesting is because you had no intention of doing this as a business. You said specifically we just knew that why would you pay retail? We want to get it wholesale. And what you purchased, the sleep system, obviously because of the profound effect on you, and the insoles, and then some minis.
Mm-hmm.
Now we would use power patches, which is one of the things included in the registration kit or success kit when somebody registers to get the products wholesale. What was the transition for both you and Jeff? And I'm sure he was still in the analytical mindset.
Yes, he was.
Started wanting to figure out how this works and why are we sleeping on magnets and all the other questions and why am I walking on a pair of magnetic insoles and all that. But something obviously had to flip. As we said, those circuit breakers were getting flipped. What was the main circuit breaker that was triggered or flipped or switched to open you guys up to the possibility that, hey, there could be an opportunity for us, a business to earn a nice income out of this?
Well, it really started when people started realizing that I looked different and acted different, and they kept asking me, well, what did you do, or what are you doing differently?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, how can I get that? And so so then I realized, no one ever explained to me, if I could have other people get this at the same price that I did.
Yeah.
I had never heard of network marketing before. I didn't even know the concept existed.
Mm-hmm.
And so went back to ask some more questions. And unfortunately, a month had then passed, and our sleep system that we had purchased put us at about, $1,400. So once we learned that senior was $1,500, we made the decision that we wanted to share this and do it as best as we could, and then purchased a pack the next month that got us to the senior level. So
you missed it the first month, but you figured you're not going to miss it the second month, mm-hmm. is hitting that first level.
Yes.
Okay.
So then when I really started doing some due diligence about the industry and realized that it was such a viable way of sharing and earning income, then I embraced it, and we started our business by doing a 21 club.
Okay.
And for those that don't know what that is, it's 21 different appointments at that time in 7 days. And it really taught me not only how to share this and how to explain the products and the business in a very short, concise way, but I got to see some amazing experiences with these products.
Share some of those, because for you, it was really only you that could feel it. People, would ask you the question, what are you doing differently to look and feel so great? But really, for your experience, that rollout, sleeping on it, it was really, you just made the comment that during that 21 Club, you literally were seeing people's lives be changed.
Yes.
Give us an example.
Well, I had people that were kind of elderly, and they weren't moving really well. And so just sitting them on the seat while we talked, and then giving them the rollout, they were able to move easier, walk up and down the stairs. Some of them started sleeping better. I had my aunt who, after sleeping one night on the sleep system, could sleep through the night, and she hadn't been able to do that for years. I had a woman who had problems with her knees, and she wasn't able to play golf the way she wanted to. So she started being able to do that without a lot of discomfort. My sister had a low back issue that after the rollout she felt incredible and couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I had someone who had some blood sugar issues, and after he experienced the rollout and started using the sleep system and the insoles, his feet felt great. It was just incredible. I just couldn't believe how many things had happened in such a short time.
And this literally was within, what, a month or so from your first introduction to Nikan?
Yes, so this was after that first month that we started using the products, and then the next month we started sharing this with people and seeing these experiences in that next month.
Mm-hmm. So for you, when you introduce somebody to Nikan today, I wouldn't suppose that you say, well, look, go ahead and take the next 6 to 9, 12 months to figure out if this is a fit for you.
Uh-uh.
No real reason to do that.
No, definitely not. Not with how incredible these products are. And, the new power bands, I just had an incredible experience with someone at a wellness preview on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Who, I did let him go home that night with a bracelet and a necklace on.
Okay. So you're talking instead of a full sleep system, which is a several hundred dollar commitment,
mm-hmm.
A bracelet and a necklace, a power band necklace, that's $65.
Correct.
Of loaning somebody a product. So I'm trying to throw in a principle, and those of you guys who are regular listeners, you know where I'm going with this.
Yes.
And I, you know, and I have to say, people don't understand. Somebody asked me the other question. Oh no, I'm sorry. It was Emily, our 9-year-old, asked me this last night. Daddy, why, if you lost one of those power bands when you did the stair climb a couple weeks ago, why do you keep wearing them? If you, you know, you might have a possibility. And I'm going to explain this, folks. I've mentioned this briefly, but I'm in the process of training. This is all part of the five pillars of health, pursuit of a healthy body. But two nights ago, we did it in full gear, exactly how we're going to do it in March. And two other firefighters happened to be there from another department across town, and both of them younger than the three of us that were there that night. And we were pleasantly shocked and surprised. Now, not all three of us from our department are using the products, but at 42, I felt and looked better at the top of 45 stories in full firefighter gear with a tank on my back, breathing air, you know, with a mask on my face. And I have to say, insoles in the shoes and a power band on each wrist, well, I would not be without them ever because of what Jerry White alluded to this. He was our guest a couple weeks ago. So what happened with this person, not to get totally sidetracked, Suzanne, what happened with the person that you gave them the power band and the necklace?
Well, he had slipped on a roof a couple of years ago at work, and he'd been unable to really sleep for the last 2 years. And he had explained to all of us how he felt, and, you know, he went through the whole thing to figure out if he'd really be able to notice the difference. And he noticed the difference just sitting there with those products on during the preview. So he was very excited when I let him take those home, and spoke to him the next day, and he is in shock. He said, "I slept last night."
As a result?
Of wearing that necklace and that bracelet.
Interesting.
And so I am heading to his house tomorrow to meet with his wife and mm-hmm. himself and go through what they'd like to start with and give them each a rollout.
And you said he injured himself on a roof?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, he was at work and slipped on the roof and pretty much wrenched his shoulder right out and has had two major surgeries on it.
Oh, wow. And so those surgeries, I mean, we're talking a while ago and still not getting the relief that he should have, I mean, as a corrective surgery should do, much like your corrective surgery and wearing a halo for as long as you did, that the body still, there's other things. And as you mentioned at the very beginning, that the energy wellness, another key word that, or key words that Jerry White had used. And I don't know if you've heard, Suzanne, but he, and I keep telling people, man, if you didn't listen to that interview with Jerry, and it wasn't much of a Vance interview, it was just Jerry sharing what he's been doing for the last few months with the power bands, and he actually recorded an interview, or just a talk that he did, and it's titled, "How Young People Are Getting Rich with the Power Band."
I haven't even
picked up a copy yet, because just the title alone, there's something about titles that for me that I understand the concept of what he's conveying, but just letting the products do. And you know what's interesting to me today is, as you had said during your 15-year journey now with Niken, just doing the math real quick, 96 to 2011, been 15 years for you and Jeff. The products have improved. They've changed over the years. We had great bracelets before, but now with the power bands, the effectiveness of them, the way they're designed, run circles around what we had with the sports bracelets before. And to think that a guy who'd injured his shoulder can wear a necklace and a bracelet to produce that kind of result, I mean, to me, that's just profound and fascinating.
It is profound. We're so grateful, and fortunately, between Jeff and myself, we tend to hurt ourselves time and time again, and so the products have, you know, helped every single time. In fact, Jeff had a pretty serious ski accident. It'll be a year in March, and hit a tree and broke his femur.
Mm.
And again, our products delivered in such a way that you know, his femur had healed in about 4 weeks, which was pretty amazing. Since
for somebody, because you guys are in your 40s now.
Well, he's in his 50s. And so
he's just terribly old.
He is.
I'm sorry, and the doctors had said what?
The doctor was shocked because uh-huh. he really expected, he was hoping the bone would heal. And I said, just set it. I'll take care of the bone. And he looked at me like, you know, I was a pretty arrogant wife, but I knew that we'd be able to deal with the bone if he just took care of setting it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor hoped it would be okay in 8 or so weeks, and in 4 weeks the x-ray showed, you know, pretty much back to a good spot. So the
question is going to come up because someone's going to email me or someone's going to call as soon as we finish this call, and they're going to say, what did you do with the products and what products did you use to, as you said, heal a femur?
Yes. So we will always give the answer that it is the Wellness Home because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't just one product.
Mm-hmm.
He was surrounded by our technologies. He was drinking the water. He was breathing the air. He was taking nutritionals. He was wrapped in a comforter in a chair for 4 months. He used the Power Mag every day, pretty much all day,
mm-hmm.
And used whatever he needed to just keep his body in a relaxed, healthy state as he could.
Okay. So I'm guessing he wasn't working during this time.
No, he was not. So again, very fortunate that we had a business that was creating extra income for us, as he sells motorcycles and he missed pretty much the entire season last year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And today, as far as the leg?
We've gone skiing 4 times. He's going skiing 2 times this week, so back at it.
Uh-huh. So obviously everything's back to 100% than it was before. And again, you said he's what, 57. 57.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So you know, and I want to throw these little tidbits out here because they're incredibly profound. Yet again, that somebody can, and those trees, not to make light of the situation, but those trees often, when you're going down the ski slope, and as an avid skier myself, they often jump out at you.
This one did. It was a cottonwood. You'd think it would be very cotton-like, but it was pretty hard. It jumped right out at him. Yep, 17 inches of snow can do that to you.
Yeah, it can really kind of mess things up, and which is one of the reasons. And our eldest daughter, McKenna, which is why, I mean, I know why, but she's taking after both her father and her two uncles, and I think her grandfather at this, just loves tree skiing. The faster and the more trees, the better. And I keep telling her, Kenna, you've got to really be focused. You know, we can't be James Bond, you know, diving, swishing in and out of amongst trees, because they will jump out at you, and you're going to injure yourself. But I still think for Jeff's experience, how just amazing that the products, you know, can completely go contrary to what the doctor said would take place, and in this
very
amount
true.
Of time.
Very yeah. true, and I know you'll probably get this question too. So is the doctor using all these products in his practice? And we wouldn't want to waste our time or energy trying to convince the doctor that he was not correct in his assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So we just focused on getting Jeff healthy again.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't, we're not going to make converts of all, you know, every single person that we come across. It's just not, you know, it's not going to happen.
And
the beauty of that is, you know, who knows, down the road maybe somebody else will say, and then that particular person will have to admit that, well, you know, I remember this couple, and this woman said, you know, you said it and I'll heal it. And I thought she was crazy, but, you know, I can't argue with that. So many people are still having. And again, if we go back, 15 years from when you guys were introduced to this, how much exposure to just the magnetic energy wellness arena. Not even talking about PIMAG water or negative ions or far infrared, but just how much exposure we've had in the industry and, you know, in the media, not just in the States, but all around the globe, of people are becoming more aware.
It's so much easier now to talk about anything and everything than it was 15 years ago. And, you know, for me, when I made the decision to really do something with this as a business, I have been in the IT. I'm a software engineer, and I've been in there, been in the corporate world for 23 years. But when I decided to do something with this, I was able to go part-time with my corporate job in 18 months.
Wow.
So I'm still there, and that's okay, because if I wasn't still there, I wouldn't have been able to help this fellow out on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But said he's in the construction industry, or if he's on a roof and slips, how did you connect with him being in the IT industry?
He works for the company that I work at.
Ah, I see.
And he's in their maintenance department.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious about this, because when it comes to the practical every day, you said you're still, which sometimes that word can really not only confuse people, but often have a negative connotation with it, like it's evil, that you and Jeff weren't able to, you know, in 6 months' time go full-time in Nikken and hang up your hat in the IT industry. But you're still working part-time. Is it a few days a week, or is it a few hours every day? How does your day, you know, look?
It is 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I am in the office 3 days a week, and then I'm working in my Nikken business the rest of the week.
Okay.
It has been a real blessing to continue in that position. You know, as I said, I've been able to help Rick just the other day. But I've continued to meet and work with other people over the last 10 years that I wouldn't have been able to. And Jeff has also had a couple of job changes in the last 10 years. So it's worked just nicely that I'm still have one foot in the corporate world.
And it
helps me realize how important what we do is.
Yeah, well, and what I think is, if I keep looking at from the perspective of that, there's no negative for you. I mean, I didn't hear, like, it's just killing me to go those 3 days, you know, there's nothing like that at
no,
all.
No, I certainly look forward to the time when I'm a full-time wellness consultant, but until that time happens, I've really been able to touch a lot of lives while I've still been there.
Mm-hmm. And I think what a lot of us don't realize, the advantage that you have, not to say that your life is better than mine as a full-time wellness consultant, but there is an advantage there in that you're still being exposed to people day in and day out. And also the flip side, I know this to be true, is that there's a greater sense of discipline when you're splitting your time. And it allows you to stay more focused, because you realize, okay, that for 20, 25, whatever, however many hours it is every week, I need to be faithful and committed to the occupation where I'm at.
Correct.
And that teaches discipline, which can be very, very healthy.
Yes.
So, you know, there we are. Suzanne, let me finish with asking this question, in that, again, you guys have been at this for 15 years. What has been, because we had a guy at our wellness preview, a guest, and I love the way my mom reiterated that I made a comment, and people were sharing their stories with this gentleman. But mom had made a comment that, you know, really, the simplicity, as Vance is describing here, it's to sharing simple stories and exposing people to the products, letting them experience it, showing them the business. But she said it's the stick-to-itiveness. It's the just staying in and not quitting, not giving up, even though it may not be going as fast as we want it to be going. For you and Jeff, what has been that stick-to-itiveness that's kept you in? I mean, because surely, I mean, after all this time, you could have just said, you know, we're just going to simply enjoy the products for ourselves, and, you know, he's going to pursue his career. It still gives us enough time to, you know, do skiing when we want to and do the other things we enjoy. But as far as the business, what compels you to continue introducing people?
Well, I guess because I was given a gift, you know, 14 and a half, almost 15 years ago. And I really believe that if someone hadn't cared enough about me, you know, I don't know where my life would be today.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel that there are so many people out there hurting, physically and financially. And, you know, Nikan offers hope to people. And it really is my mission to share this with people and give them the opportunity that I was given.
Mm.
And, yeah, I have down days. Everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as you open your mouth and you come from a caring spirit and you care about someone else and you give them the option, and I always say, are you open to learning about, you know, these products or this business or both? And when you get those results that you get, how can you not continue?
Sure. Yeah. I asked that question. I kind of knew what the answer was going to be, but I wanted to hear it because your compassion and your sensitivity as you shared that literally caused me to, you know, go back to the gift that we were given, our family. And it's been over 18 years ago for us now.
Wow. Well, you know, one other thing, Vance, is last weekend I hosted Humans Being More.
Mm.
And that's the other huge gift that Nikan gives us, is that amazing weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's one of the ways I give back to society, is all that time and effort to coordinate that event, to be able to offer that and touch those people's lives and know that they're going to go out and touch people's lives in a way that they never had before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just incredible what this company does for us.
How often do you think, or is it imperative that we as wellness consultants attend and take part in a Humans Being More?
Oh, it needs to happen at least once a year.
Uh-huh.
At least once a year. You either need to go back yourself and fill out and create a new life cycle plan. If you can do it more than once a year, awesome. I usually host it once a year and attend once a year, maybe twice,
mm-hmm.
Because we're all at different points in our life. So, and you're also more open to hear things the second, third, and fourth, and tenth time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just out of curiosity, how many people do you have in your class?
We had kind of a small group for us. Usually my Humans Being Mores are larger than this, but it was perfect. We had 38 participants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting you say that. You use the word perfect. I don't think I've ever either been a part of one that either we have hosted ourselves or attended a class, whether there was, you know, 20-some people, or I remember it was Stacey and I hosted one years ago, and there was 94 in the class, which was a little much. You know, for us, it was us and one other couple. This is years ago. But whatever the number, it's always perfect. It's always perfect because that group, the DNA of that group is what produces the results, and lives are tremendously impacted as a result. So, Suzanne, I can't thank you enough because I'm looking back over my notes and realizing your story is similar, but yet so incredibly unique, but not really that much different than what most of us are going through. That, you know, we're introduced to Nikan most of the time, about 99% of the time, because of the products. We had a great experience with those products, and then we feel compelled to repay and re-give the gift that we've been given to others. And I appreciate the fact that you didn't waver, you didn't quit, you didn't throw in the towel, because you're not, as you said, a full-time wellness consultant. It's all part of the journey, and whether, you know, we can make that transition in 6 months or 6 years or 16 years, it really doesn't matter so much, as long as we're continuing to work on a basis, and I would honestly say that you're one of those people that compassionate, or, you know, passionate contentment is how you're operating, because we can sense that coming through the phone lines, that you've got the passion, and you're very content, and you're balanced in where Nikan has allowed you to be. So
thank you, Vance. I really appreciate the opportunity and your consistency and persistence and having these calls every week. And
it's been great getting to know you
all those years ago.
It's been my pleasure. And now I can literally greet and say it is a beautiful day because the sun has come up on the West Coast. But for those of you who missed the first part, Suzanne Steele from New Hampshire has been our guest, and I'll reiterate again, if there was something that she shared, or you just know that, man, I wish I would have had so-and-so on the phone this morning, they could have really benefited, because I think what they're dealing with, send them to SaturdayAMLive.com, all spelled out, Saturday, the two letters, AMLive.com. And that link will take them right over to Steve Kofoot's website, and you can just click on it, and it's just a direct audio stream, and they can listen to it, because I know they'll benefit. And so utilize that, because that's the best way to leverage Suzanne's story. I mean, she doesn't have time and building her own business and working part-time and taking care of her husband, who probably will hit another tree.
Don't say that, Ben.
But that's a full-time occupation in itself, just doing all of those things. She doesn't have enough time to be doing three ways with all of us. So leverage what she shared with us, and I know that'll be the best way to, you know, as we say, kill two birds with one stone, because it's already there. So I'm going to open it. And again, thank you, Suzanne.